You're listening to a session of Come Celebrate, hosted by the Bay Christian Family Church.
I had sent my message, emailed it to Rene, so they can get the message prepared. And the challenge I always have is how to keep to my notes. Even now, I'm just wondering what miracle will happen. All I would do is go with the clock. So I had sent the message, and I thought I was really prepared. I said, this year I'm going to behave, because this is 30 years, celebration, and everything has to be done to show adulthood. Jesus started ministry at the age of 30, so I need to really behave. So I made sure I sent my notes ahead of time, and so they can prepare. And then I got here, went to bed, Tuesday night, about 1:30 a.m., I had the Lord say, you sent your own notes ahead of time. I have my own notes. So I asked, what do you mean? He said, no, but that topic, and truly, I really prepared. I mean, I'm telling you, I would have blown you off your seat. And I said, okay, upon this rock. Okay. What? And I need some revelation. You are in a household of not just faith, yes, but the man is deep when it comes to revelation. So I also need to not make people laugh, but get them into the depth of revelation. And so the topic was revelation knowledge. And I got it all together. And the Lord said, no, it's not that. So what else? And he said, go tell the people that I reward faithful service. You know, the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 11, verse number 36, and you know Job went through a lot of challenges. Somebody that you would have thought should have given up, stopped serving God, because he's given everything. He made sure he trained his children, his entire family, to serve God. But then right before his eyes, everything is being ripped off. He's losing everything. And in fact, in chapter 2, the wife was saying to him, with this thing, that's this new trend in our life, we're losing property, losing everything. And now it's getting on your body. Why don't you curse God and die? And he said, you just sound like one of the foolish women. The Bible says he held onto his integrity. The same Job went through a lot, and his friends didn't quite understand the dealings of God in his life or with him, and started to say all kinds of things. If somebody, you're truly serving God, these kind of things wouldn't have been happening to you, and that and that. And you see, a lot of times we go through things and people don't understand. You remember, trust the process? You remember that? Trust it. Stay the course. And so many times we feel like throwing in the towel. We are seeing all these things, but one thing is that many of us don't know what they've gone through to get to where they are. It's very easy to see the end product and get excited and say, oh, I'm going to do this. But it didn't come so easy. It came because they stayed the course. They were faithful. They were what? Faithful. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, when you read verse 2 especially, the Bible says that it is required in stewards. And they've been given stewardship. And God only entrusts divine treasures to people that are faithful. Yep. A lot of times we start businesses, we start projects, we start ministries, we start churches, and we are looking for talented people to start with. But talented people are the ones that are the most disloyal, because they go for the highest bidder. Yeah. They can leave you when the going gets tough. So Paul had to say that, he said it's required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. The word faithful is an interesting word. And that is the same word as loyal. Loyalty pays above talent and ability. To be loyal means to be a person that sticks even when the going gets tough. Now, the time that the test of loyalty came upon those, the followers of Jesus, was in the book of John, chapter number 6. And he started, you know, he was teaching and got to a time when he was now touching the depth or the core of what he came for. And he said, unless you eat my blood, my flesh and drink my blood, you're not part of me. And so it became so tough. As a time that they were supposed to be lifted to the next level, their promotion. Remember, as Jesus said, if you be faithful in little, God will give you more. So you only get more when you have been tested with little. So with all that was happening, Jesus was teaching. And then how can we, that sounds like cannibalism, eating flesh. But they were seeing or hearing him from the natural instead of the spirit of what he was saying. So then one day, 70 left. And so Jesus is watching them going. He's not sure what's going on with the disciples. Are you also going? Where do we go? You have the words of eternal life. So they stuck with him. And then Job, the same Job we spoke about, with all that he went through, Job made sure he stayed the course. He maintained his integrity and never turned back. And so it got to Job chapter number 11, verse 36, where he then said something very remarkable. He said, if, that is conditional, if they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But first of all, there's got to be obedience and remaining on the course and serving. So there is a blessing in serving. Everyone in this household of faith that has stayed on course, that has served, may not have said thank you, may not because they never saw it, but it slipped off their mind to say thank you. But he who sees in secret, does not reward in secret, he rewards openly. We are not doing this thing to be seen. We are not doing this thing for men to say thank you. We are doing it for God who sees and he knows and he will reward. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 23, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, because he who called is what? Faithful. The word faithful is talking about being reliable, dependable, trustworthy, loyal. That when I'm in something, as just like our brother Apostle Allen said, where else do I go? How can I suddenly, because I met you, or because you have issues, you want me to have issues, this is my dad. This is my father. And so, you can't just say because you have an issue, so you change father. If in the natural, we don't change parents or father or mother just because we had a fallout, how do you do it in church? Somebody says, oh, Apostle Allen, you are the best man that ever happened in my life. And they come in, after 3 months, they are out. You were never a son. You were never a daughter because you haven't changed your surname. Even though your father is an alcoholic. He beats your mother, but you didn't change father. But here in the household of faith where you are being taught the word. What did Paul say to a young man who was getting into ministry? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He says, Timothy, my son. He's speaking to him as a son. And this is how we must speak to sons if we want them to stick. He says, the things you have, verse 2 says, the things, not another doctrine from the internet. You can't be in this household of faith and you are believing in some weird deliverance where people are coughing and messing up the carpet. Demons are not in the sputum. This is a household of faith. Yes. And you can't come here and be reading people's cell phone numbers. MTN knows. So you don't have to be in the spirit to know somebody's number. In this place, we're teaching you, they are teaching you the word of faith. Now, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word. Timothy, the very things you heard me say, not privately, not some secret, you know, schemes of having church growth or ministry, but simple ABC of the word and faith, you heard it before all, many witnesses, no secret. Those are the same things you pass on. So, we get it? Sorry, man. Stand. Because I heard it from here. The very things you heard were the things you haven't changed it. What happened? So Apostle Theo said, hand it over to faithful. Not your own idea. So faithfulness means to stick, to remain committed, to remain loyal, to remain focused with the same DNA. The visionary may change, but the vision does not change.
That's good.
So pass on. Yeah. Pass on. And you see already, it's happening. Let's just get you. Come, come. The children. But you see, we don't have to be scared about what will happen to this generation. Because where's Michaela, come. She's already working with the children. She has drunk from this well. Everything she's teaching the children, they may be at the level of children making noise, they're just throwing things around, but it's the same word of faith. Why is it not going to be adulterated? It's because he is faithful. He's loyal. That's why when he stood here, he was not trying to prove we are a new generation. We're going to do our own things. It's now we're going to be free. He kept referring to him. The things you have heard from me, commit to faithful, who shall also do what? Teach others. That's how we preserve generation, as you were telling us yesterday. Thank you. Thank you. It's important that we build not on talent, but on people that are loyal. Today, people, you see, this whole thing about democracy is crazy. God doesn't operate with democracy. God gives a vision to a man, not to a committee. But he raises a team. Psalms chapter 68, verse 11, God gave the word. Great was the company of those who published it. So God will raise Steve. And then he will commit to them and a team of all the others that you are pastoring. And the same vision is translated and transferred to all kinds of people. But that vision will not go beyond him if you want to do your own thing. I don't care what you know, what you have, where you've been. You wouldn't have been here without mom and dad. Mess with the seed that bathed you, you are done. And that's what, thank you. And this is what is happening right now. They're trying to kill the seed. To ensure there is no transfer. And that's why this whole spooky thing, I know it's not happening in South Africa, but in Namibia, we had to fight it. The church got up and we said, you're not going to tell us here, same sex.
So good.
They tried to do it, brought it to court, and a couple, male, they adopted a child. I mean, the question is, how come they don't want to go man, meet and get your own? Why do you have to get from somebody else? So it went to court. And the court said, it's approved. And the nation rose up and said, one judge or two judges will not decide for the majority of the people. So So the people got up and said, no. And they had to go back to parliament. And the people said, we are not voting you if you want us to behave less than animals. And politicians, all they feed on is votes. So you've got the right to stand on your right. And they will change any policy. Do you know we changed it? They had to go rewrite it and said, in Namibia, no same-sex marriage. In Namibia, no abortion. We stood up. I went on the street as a pastor. Oh, you sound like an activist. No, I'm just a preacher. I'm standing and believing the word. But so family, for us to change South Africa, for us to change Africa and change the world, we need faithful people. Amen. People that will stick with this basic, simple, go ye into the world. Preach the gospel, the good news to everyone. It doesn't matter what happens or does not happen. Food or no food. You know our story. Preached the gospel for years. Rented from one house to the other, 11 houses, not having one. We built a church. Owing no bank. Raised up members who even built houses, cash. But we didn't have not even a shack. But we were not bothered. Even if we left for heaven without a shack, what matters is souls, 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 souls. And you know what? The disciples thought that when you serve Jesus and give up everything, you lose everything. Yes, you lose to gain everything. Luke chapter 18, so we left all and we have followed you. He said, no, who has left father, mother, and whosoever for my sake who will not receive back. So family, I want to encourage you. Are you feeling like throwing in the towel? Are you feeling like I've been serving God, I don't have anything to show for it? We're not serving God for stuff. We're not serving him so he can pay us. However, but because he's a God who rewards faithfulness, he is a rewarder. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, verse 9, don't get exhausted, don't get tired, don't get weary while you are doing good. Not after you've given up and you're sitting somewhere mourning and complaining that you've done everything for God, you've given up everything for God and he's giving you nothing. No, he says, don't be tired while doing good, for in due season, I pray you don't miss your season. That when the breakthrough is coming, you are already gone off. Please stick on. Hold on. It's just a process. It's just a matter of time. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse number 35, upward, it says there, cast not therefore your confidence away. For you have need of what? Patience. Endurance. After you've done his will. That which will come, will come. It says, and it will not delay. For my righteous one shall live by faith. We are not of those who draw back unto perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of our souls. So it's important that you stick on. That's why it goes on to chapter 11 and then immediately says, now the just shall live by faith. That means we did not allow the things that were happening around us to define our destiny. 1992, I went to preach the gospel in northern Nigeria, and I was attacked on my way to the crusade, and I was hit on my left eye. And the enemy, as I laid in that hospital bed, the devil asked me, will you still preach and say that God works miracles and that he protects? As I laid there, the temptation, because of what I was going through, was also to ask the same question. But I got to a point where I knew that I knew that God's word says what it means and means what it says. And it's heaven and earth will pass away, but the truth of God's word will never go. So I'm not going to redefine or rewrite the scripture on the basis of an experience. My experience will have to line up with the word. Are you about to throw in the towel because of an experience? Don't. cast away your confidence. Yes. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 9, 10, I think maybe up to about 11. It says, even though we speak this way, but we are convinced of better things concerning you. It says, because God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. Paul went through a lot. And when Paul speaks, you better listen. He was a man of faith up to when he took his last breath. And Paul said, as he was writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, he says, with all these things, please, one thing you must do, remain steadfast, immovable, abounding, increasing, going forward, not quitting, not looking back, not throwing in the towel, not comparing yourself, not blaming God, not picking on God. I've served you. What have you given me? It says, increase in the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. God is a rewarder. Please don't give up on that marriage. Those of us that are married this year will be celebrating 40 years in marriage. And it's not been without challenges, especially when you are both in ministry, both anointed, both called. Sometimes the war of ministers is the war of verses. Not culture. Verses. We use the verse, this verse and that verse, that verse and that verse. No, I talked to her about submission. She talked to me about the verse that comes before the one of submission. Submitting to one another. And I said, but why is it that it highlighted your part? Okay, you love me and I will submit to you. I said, but did you notice it started with submission before loving? And so it goes on and on and on. But you know what? We are still excitedly married. Not because we had everything fixed together, but we just told ourselves we're going to remain loyal to our commitment. We said, until death do us part. And it looks like she's still breathing. She looks at me and she feels like, it looks like this man is not giving up the ghost yet. You know what? Because I told myself, I'm not into the dying business. Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man how many times to die? What you do only once. Why are you in a hurry to do it ahead of time? So I said, I'm not into the dying business. The young people are asking, so Apostle, when you die, who will take over the ministry? And I said, you will wait for a long time because I've just gone halfway mark. And so why don't you come and let's do it together? Paul, Timothy, faithful, others. Let's do it together. God wants us to remain faithful now, not later, in our marriages, in the call of God. Whatever he tells you to do, you don't have to throw in the towel, because as I look at your faces, all of you, I don't see one person that looks like a type that gives up. You know why? Because the seed that is in you is the seed that abides forever. You don't quit. Look at your neighbor and say, I am not a quitter. I'm going nowhere. So let's remain faithful to the call of God, because God will reward every labor of love that we have shown in his service. When you read the book of, and I work this to a close, because very soon it will start going on red. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, actually, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, when you read from verse number 1, in the, I think it should be the New King James. It says, sin. I think King James says sins. King James says sin. Then New King James says sins. But seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Yeah, good. Amen. Good.
We renounce the works of dishonesty, not working in craftiness, no, handling the word of God deceitfully, as some strange people are doing these days. They are in a hurry. God is too slow. The money is not coming to build the church. The people are not coming in numbers. So we have to help God, you know, arrange some new wheelchairs we've just bought and, you know, put them different parts of the church service, but we tell them this is to stir up the faith of the people. So when I say receive, just stand up from that wheelchair and run. So then the wheelchairs are brought forward and the crowds are excited. But one thing the crowds are not looking at is that all the wheelchair tires are brand new. So that means those crippled people and were manufactured that day. So you don't have to try to help God. All he requires of you is whatever he has called you to do, remain faithful. It may take time, but anything good is worth the wait. So I want to just again congratulate you at the Bay. You've been so faithful. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to keep on keeping on. The best has just started. God is not done with you. Whatever he has started, he's about to finish it. Remain faithful.
Thank you for listening to this session of Come Celebrate. We hope you enjoyed.